Welcome to the news with NDTV. It's Wednesday, May 15. In today's episode, rescue operations still underway at the Mumbai hoarding debris as more are feared dead. Supreme Court traps centre and Uttarakhand state government over forest fire mismanagement. BJP workers stage protest demanding justice for Swati Maliwal. And good news for graduate visa holders in the UK. First up, 2 days after the horrific hoarding collapse in Mumbai's Ghatkopar, more are feared dead or trapped under the debris that still covers the petrol pump on which it fell. 14 people have been confirmed dead so far. According to the BMC, they have been able to clear around 15% of the debris in over 48 hours and have to be extra careful as the accident location is a petrol pump. The massive illegal 120 by 120 foot hoarding was uprooted in Monday's dust storm in the city and killed 14 as it fell onto people and vehicles at the petrol pump. More than 75 were injured and some fear there may be more people trapped in there. Celebrity author Amitabh Ghosh had made an eerie prediction for a tragedy of this kind 8 years ago, which he shared on X today. Mr. Ghosh, who has repeatedly underlined the issues surrounding climate change in his work, wrote in The Great Derangement, Climate Change and the Unthinkable, quote, "Many of the dwellings in Mumbai's informal settlements have roofs made of metal sheets and corrugated iron. Cyclone force winds will turn these and the thousands of billboards that encrust the city into deadly projectiles, hurling them with great force at the glass-trapped towers that soar above the city," unquote. Meanwhile, the owner of Ego Media Group, which owns the illegal billboard, Bhavesh Bhinde, is untraceable so far. According to the police, his last known location is from Lunavala. The authorities are passing the buck on to one another. The hoarding was on GRP land without BMC permission. 14 dead, 75 injured, dozens still in hospital, and there is no accountability yet. And next, where is former DCW chief and Aam Aadmi Party's Rajya Sabha MP Swati Maliwal? And was she assaulted by Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal's PA, Bibhav? BJP leaders and workers, including activists of its Mahila Morcha, staged a protest today near the Chief Minister residence, demanding justice for Swati Maliwal and police action against the Chief Minister and his secretary. As the protest gained steam, police had to detain several members to control the situation. Aam Aadmi Party leader Sanjay Singh visited Ms. Maliwal's residence today. The whole saga began with the PCR call earlier this week. Police say Swati Maliwal called from the Chief Minister's residence and alleged that she had been beaten up. This brought the cops to the spot and later she went to the Civil Lines police station to file an FIR. However, she did not file any complaints. She reportedly received some phone calls after which she left the station. She told the cops that she would return later but did not, and later the cops said she was not contactable. Bibhav and Ms. Maliwal have been with Mr. Kejriwal since his NGO days, and their falling out has left a large section of the Aam Aadmi Party dismayed. Aam Aadmi Party leader Sanjay Singh, in a press conference earlier, said the party wants to resolve the controversy quickly and they stand by Ms. Maliwal if this is true. He said, and I quote, "Chief Minister has taken cognizance and Aam Aadmi Party does not support such people. We want to make it clear," unquote. Meanwhile, the Bharatiya Janata Party has been on the offensive since hour zero of this issue. Union Minister Anurag Thakur said, and I quote, "There is something wrong with that family. They must have been behind this," unquote. Delhi BJP President Virendra Sachdeva has demanded an FIR based on Sanjay Singh's earlier statements and immediate arrests. He said, and I quote, "The Chief Minister's residence is famous for such incidents. Whether it was the incident involving a former Chief Secretary or Ms. Maliwal, this is the true character of the Aam Aadmi Party and it is now out in the open," unquote. And next, taking cognizance of the continuous months-long forest fire which has killed 5 people in Uttarakhand, the Supreme Court today pulled up the centre and Uttarakhand government over their failure to manage the situation. The court questioned a lack of funding and diversion of guards to election duties. The court questioned the lack of funding and the diversion of guards to election duties as the state struggles to contain hundreds of active wildfires and deal with damage worth lakhs of rupees to more than 1,100 hectares caused by over 1,000 fires reported since November. The state has reportedly demanded a rupees 10 crore grant to deal with the fires, but only received ₹3.15 crore from the centre. The court rapped the centre for insisting forest officials be given election-related responsibilities. Quote, "Why have adequate funds not been given? Why have you put forest employees on poll duty amid fires?" Unquote, the court demanded. All five seats of Uttarakhand voted on April 19 in the first phase of Lok Sabha elections. In the last hearing, the State Council said all forest officials have now been told to return to their primary duty and will not be assigned other roles. An unimpressed top court shot back and said, quote, "This is a sorry state of affairs. You are just making excuses." Unquote. A bench of Justices B.R. Gawai, S.V.N. Bhati and Sandeep Mehta declared. Many activists had been raising similar questions, accusing the state of downplaying the serious nature of the wildfires and claimed the few firefighters available had to often douse flames without proper equipment. The state claims that only 0.1% of the total forest cover, which accounts for 45% of Uttarakhand's land area, has been affected by the fires. It has also been claimed that forest fires are not unheard of phenomena in the state and that it has short and long-term plans in place. Last week, the court, hearing a petition seeking directions to the ruling Bharatiya Janata Party to do more to put out the fires, said authorities could not depend on rain gods or cloud seeding or on the Air Force's firefighting efforts. Earlier this month, military choppers dropped 4,000 litres of water on the fires. Breaking from breaking news, Vinibica Well, a village in Menorca, Spain, has had enough of unruly tourists and is considering a complete ban. According to The Guardian, the idyllic village is looking to protect its peaceful atmosphere away from disrespectful visitors who have been reported to break into homes and make noise late at night. Taking a firm stance, village leaders have already restricted visiting hours, allowing tourists only between 11 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. Non-compliance could lead to a full-blown ban. Now back to news. Indian visas are helping United Kingdom universities sustain their operations, to some extent. A British government report revealed that a post-study visa route dominated by Indian graduates is helping the universities in UK make up for financial losses on the domestic front and expanding the country's research landscape by attracting the brightest and best international students. The graduate visa route allows international students to remain in the United Kingdom for up to 2 years after finishing their degree to seek employment and gain work experience. The Independent Migration Advisory Committee, or MAC, was tasked by UK Home Secretary James Cleverly to undertake the rapid review of the relatively new graduate route visa, its impact, and if it can continue. It found that Indian students lead the pack in this category, accounting for 89,200 visas between 2021 and 2023, or about 42% of overall grants, and visa was stated as, quote, "overwhelming decision point," unquote, for their choice of a higher education destination. The top four nationalities, India, Nigeria, China, and Pakistan, accounted for 70% of all graduate visas in the UK, with India accounting for over 40%. After this report, there is good news for Indian students who aspire to study in the country. The aim of this report was to probe the graduate route visa, which at first worried international students. Applications to UK universities were dropped because of the visa program's uncertainty. But MAC Chair Professor Brian Bell said, and I quote, "Our review recommends the graduate route should remain as it is and is not undermining the quality and integrity of UK's higher education system." Unquote. That's all for today. You were listening to The News with NDTV, your daily newspaper and TV bulletin wrapped in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do remember to subscribe to The News with NDTV on Apple, Spotify and the NDTV News app. This is your host, Anvati, signing off.